Yeah, I think it's very exciting. Obviously, we're playing against one of the big spenders of the division. Club with massive tradition and history. Fantastic following, home and away. And a team of free transfers. Humble, down-to-earth group of lads. Putting a proper performance, what I would call a proper team performance. And I would say deserved. With fantastic spirit, determination, courage. And they've done our club proud tonight to be a club like Portsmouth.
Is that exactly the reaction you wanted after poor performance on Saturday against Wimbledon?
Well, I've looked at the game against Wimbledon. I don't think it was actually that poor in the cold light of day. You know, we had 20 efforts at their goal. Three great opportunities when it was 1-0. But, you know, I want to win them games. And I was disappointed not to get anything out of it. And, you know, yes, I do stand by what I said. I thought we were half a yard short. And with the group of players that we've got, we cannot afford to be half a yard short in any game we play. Because if you do, you're going to get well beaten. With what we've got here, everyone's got to be at it. Everyone's got to be on it. And everybody's got to be full on. Tonight they were full on. We got that goal, defended very well, didn't create many more chances. But, you know, these are a good team. We've been virtually top of the league for the whole season. A great run in the FA Cup, which has affected their league form, no doubt about that. But I thought we played with control, I thought we played with discipline. I thought we were disciplined. And everyone stuck to their job within the team framework. For the supporters, great, innit? Thinking about where we were last year, and tonight of course was pretty special for me personally because it was my 500th game. So been a manager for 500 games, which I still can't believe. So the players have all done me proud tonight, and this makes it a very special night.
You promised changes on Saturday for today's game, and the changes worked a treat for you.
They weren't what?
The changes worked a treat for you today.
They did work well, yeah. You know, with young Sam Muggleton, people wrongly think he's just got a long throw. If you'd have been down to watch the last three reserve games, he's been our best player. And he's earned and trained to get the chance to play in this team. If you'd have seen the last three reserve games, you'd see Matty Stevens banging in goals, linking up play well. And in training for the last three, 4 weeks, he's been absolutely spot on it. So I had no hesitation about putting him on. Or putting him in the team. And when we 1-0 up, we expected then to be under pressure, so that's why I took Matty off. It wasn't because he wasn't doing well. I had to change it tactically to help the team and to put another midfield player in there to block it off, because they're very strong, because they overload the central midfield player. But everyone in there just now has given Matty a massive, good standing ovation, if you like, for his performance. So for both the young players, and Muggs is only just 20, and Champion, I think, was unlucky not to be playing from a few weeks ago after he'd done so well at Stevenage. Who else came in?
Randall,
short on match practice, but he's a good player. So I'm delighted for him. He's had to train really hard with me for a couple of weeks. I don't think he likes me very much. But he might do tonight because he's seen the benefit of the hard work.
The two goals you conceded against Wimbledon on Saturday weren't the best defensive work, but the defending performance today must have been really pleasing for you.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, well, I don't blame it on just those two centre-backs. Those two centre-backs have been, five games now, four clean sheets. And some of them have been against very good opposition and good attacking players. So no, Bonzo and Nels have done a sterling job, protected by the midfield players. And as we've seen over the last couple of years since I've been it, when we get a lead, we're very difficult to break down. And the players work very, very hard at that in training. And to restrict opportunities. And perhaps in spells they got too many crosses in the final third. But when they did, you could see that our box was full of players and all willing to come back and do a shift to help the team. You know, and that's not through luck, that's from hard work on the training pitch.